Welcome to the Dreamwalkers podcast. Join us on a journey beyond the boundaries of reality, where dreams come alive and adventures unfold. In this series, we follow the extraordinary escapades of a young boy named Jin as he explores the captivating world of dreams. Fasten your seatbelts, or should we say, your sleep masks, as we embark on whimsical tales, mysterious realms, and the boundless imagination of the Dreamwalkers. Emerging from the cave, Gloria, Jin, Desp, and their new friends find themselves in a dazzling city adorned with vibrant glass buildings. The atmosphere is filled with brightness and joy. Suddenly, a Northern Lights dragon soars through the light blue sky, transforming it into a starry, dark blue expanse. The cloudy and Northern Lights dragons frolic like playful dogs, painting the sky with ever-changing hues. The citizens display a remarkable diversity: nightmares, sirens, horses, small fluffy creatures, and more. The friendliness of everybody creates an atmosphere that truly resembles paradise. Jean, Desp, and Gloria stand in awe, their mouths agape in sheer amazement.
Wow, that's insane. Where are we?
Oh, we are in the Libertate. It's the city where everybody can live as they wish. We don't have hierarchies or obligations. Every citizen is free.
Strange. I've never come across this place on any map.
I'm sure you haven't. It's a secret place. Well, partly, and non-official, partly.
They walk towards the street.
We just enjoy our lives. There is no violence, of course.
Why did all these creatures come here?
They were lost souls, obscure. They didn't want to accept their reality and live as they must. They live as they wish.
I'm almost sure that I've died and appeared in paradise.
Well, our sort of paradise.
Can I stay? Please, please, please.
Where are we exactly?
Bjor creates a map out of thin air. They can see that Libertate is just under the castle.
Look.
So the castle is over here?
Jin points to the thick clouds nearby the city.
But I don't see anything.
That's the point. It's hidden.
Oh, we need to go there. Let's go, guys.
Wait, wait. First of all, you can't go there right now. The secret gates only open at 3 o'clock.
It's so long.
This gives you time to explore the city and enjoy our offerings. I'll show you to your rooms if you want to take a rest after such a long journey. And then, at dinner, we will discuss it one more time. Perhaps you'll decide to stay?
Desp walks through the crowded street. The citizens look so nice. They laugh and greet each other. Desp's eyes are full of wonder. It seems that this place is all he ever wanted. Two nightmares come to him. They spread their arms in a welcoming embrace.
Welcome to Libertate, brother.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Have you already seen everything we have to offer?
Not yet.
We'll show you.
Gloria steps into her small, comfy, and sunlit room. After shutting the door and drawing the curtains, she peeks around to make sure no one's around. Finally, she's on her own. Gloria grabs the orc sail. Gazing at its glow, she clutches it in her wings, shuts her eyes, and concentrates with all her strength.
Come on, open my power. Open my power.
She opens one eye, nothing changes. She does it again.
I am the siren, I am the siren, I am the strong siren.
She checks. Everything is still the same. She puts her wings down.
Nothing's gonna happen. I'm too ordinary. I knew it.
Jin peeps in.
Are you busy?
Not anymore.
She shows him the oxyl.
Oh, you've tried to wake up your power, I see.
Tried, but what for?
Don't be upset. You just need time.
He sits on the bed. His words didn't work. Gloria is still upset.
Look. All I've ever wanted is to beat my grandpa at chess. I don't know how he does it, but he wins every time and takes my candies. But he says that I'm too focused on the winning, you know. But I have to think about the process, my steps, and so on. and I believe that I'll beat him someday, and you will find your power too.
Do you think?
I am sure. Everything is possible, but some things just take more time.
Gloria smiles and embraces him gently with one wing.
You're a good boy, Jean. We will find your grandpa, and you will beat him at chess.
He stands up and opens the curtains.
Don't you think that this place is strange?
What do you mean?
They're all so nice and kind.
If someone is kind, that's not a bad thing.
But think. This is the city for creatures who don't want to live by the rules in a world with strict rules. And they are under the castle. It's one of the most unapproachable places in your world, isn't it?
Yes, but...
How is it possible?
Well, strange, but...
Why would the guys from the castle let them be here?
Maybe they have a deal.
Exactly. And what I've learnt from that fight with the demon in the cave is that everything has its own cost.
Relax, Jean. They promised to help us. I'm sure they're not as bad as you think.
They're just wasting my time. What if Grandpa is already...
No, don't say that. If they say that the secret gates open at a certain time, maybe we should listen? Look, I understand that you want to save your grandpa, but we all need some rest. Just a little bit. All great warriors need to take a rest before battle.
Fine.
Bell stands on the hill, anxiously pacing from side to side, awaiting his soldiers. He notices other Sirens returning, and they come closer to him.
Did you find her?
We've lost her.
What? Really? You, the best of the Sirens, have lost my little sister?
She wasn't alone. There was a nightmare and a boy.
A boy? I see. Probably lost together. And where are they now?
We don't know.
Bell becomes furious, his feathers fluff up.
What do you mean you don't know? Why did I bring you? Just to fly?
They hid in a crack in the mountain. But when we checked in there, we couldn't find them.
She could go home, but she chose another path. Why?
Maybe she is with that boy. She said she was busy trying to help.
It dawns on Bell.
Ha! Where do all the mortals want to go?
To bed?
No, you fool. They want to find the Death Gates.
But why?
To meet their dead relatives, of course. Don't be so stupid. But all these little people fall into the same trap.
Desp and his new friends sit on the roof of a high building. They laugh and have a nice and relaxed conversation.
We can do it all day and all night, and there are no jobs, no duties.
So you just came here and stayed?
Yes, we all did. I'm not a big fan of work. It's not for me. Plus, the competition there was so high. I didn't know you disliked it, too. You are the Desp, the legend.
Well, my situation is not the same.
But you're here.
Yeah, but I liked what I did, but now it's hard, like I've lost my talent.
That's impossible. I mean, not in your case. Maybe you just need a break?
Or inspiration.
Or maybe you should stay.
Desp doesn't like these words, but he doesn't like the fact that this is true even more. A flourishing garden with glowing flowers. Gloria and Jin sit on a bench. Desp approaches them.
Finally, where have you been?
I made a few friends. They showed me the city.
Fine, who cares?
Are you jealous?
What? No!
I think we should find Bjor and tell him that we're ready to move on.
Yeah, about that.
What?
I was thinking. My situation, my goals. They led me here. And maybe this is the place where I should be.
What?
I promised to lead you to the castle, and we are here. But now it's the best place for me, and Gloria will help you.
Why don't you help us, and then come back?
That's the point. The nightmares told me that it's impossible. Nobody returned from there.
Oh, great. So you're going to just let us die here while you'll be living here surrounded by your new friends.
Jin stands up. He's furious, and there are tears visible in his eyes.
Jin, please, I didn't mean that.
Desp approaches to Jin, but he pushes him away.
Stay away from me. I knew you didn't want to help me. Well, fine. I'll do it by myself.
Don't be ridiculous.
I didn't promise you anything, Jin. You had your own goals, and I had mine. I deserve to be happy, too.
Well, go ahead and live your happy life. I don't want to see you ever again.
That's great, because I don't want to see you either.
It's time for you to grow up and see what's going on. Your grandfather is old, and someday you will be alone because you don't have any friends, and you won't until you stop being selfish.
Jin resolutely strides away.
Where are you going?
To my room.
He leaves.
Happy?
Just don't tell me how to live.
I have a right.
No, you haven't. You've stolen one of the most precious things in the universe for what? For a miracle? You couldn't figure out your life, so don't disturb me.
I hope you're satisfied with yourself.
She leaves too.
Well, fine. I'll be completely happy here, like I was before.
This was the fifth episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.